A growing number of hospitals and healthcare providers around the world are taking steps to reduce their carbon footprint. Many hospitals are bigger emitters than similar-sized offices. Those in the sector cutting back their carbon emissions say it's needed not only to protect the environment, but also human health. Sarah Sedgie reports.
In Sydney's Mater Hospital, staff are going about their work. But providing care to patients takes a lot of resources. Maintaining sterile operating theatres and other high-tech medical equipment takes a toll on the environment.
We knew that we had to do something about our greenhouse gas emissions. If you look at a typical hospital, we're 4.5 times more energy intensive than a commercial space.
Recognising the problem, David Bryant from St Vincent's Health Australia is overseeing a plan which has been reducing the environmental impact of operations as well as saving money.
We've installed 10,000 solar panels across 16 hospitals and aged care. So that will generate about 4 million kilowatt hours of electricity. So if I sort of quantify that in houses, that's 360 houses with a family in them. That's how much it will generate. Lighting, so we're replacing our incandescent and fluorescent lights with LEDs. One of the things that this hospital's done is they've introduced food on demand. More than 80% of what we were throwing out with food wastage we're no longer throwing out. Now that's not CO2 emissions, but it absolutely goes to waste.
Initiatives like these are increasingly being pursued by healthcare providers around the world. Fiona Armstrong is the founder and executive director of the Climate and Health Alliance Australia.
It's a very rapidly growing movement. So here in Australia, we coordinate the Pacific region of the Global Green and Healthy Hospitals Network. And that's a network that was founded in 2012. And it now has members that represent over 30,000 hospitals and health services around the world that are working together to reduce their carbon footprint and in so doing improve public health.
Over in the US state of Wisconsin, the Gundersen Health System Network has at times been able to produce more energy than it uses. Jeff Rich is the executive director of the network's environmental program called Envision.
We do track our fossil fuel CO2 impact that we've made since 2008, as well as the amount of mercury that accounts for, because there's mercury in the emissions from combustion of coal and so forth, particulate matter. And so we've dropped our emissions, our airborne emissions from fossil fuel by about 90% since 2008.
Through other initiatives, Gundersen Health has reduced hazardous and pharmaceutical waste streams, as well as reduced food waste. Jeff Rich says the network had a lot of motivation to act.
We're a big polluter. So unfortunately, even though our mission is to cure and prevent disease, we're contributing to it indirectly through our consumption of these resources. And it's very important because of our mission to try to do that cleanly.
Back in Australia, David Bryant from St Vincent's Health says there's more work to be done, but he's happy with the progress made so far.
It really goes to reducing our environmental footprint. We're proud that we've done this. It's the right thing to do by the community.
David Bryant from St Vincent's Health Australia, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.